Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree?
Yes.
You are knowing what you are wanting?
Yes.
Are you enjoying the expansion of your desire?
Yes.
You have learned the answer. You are enjoying the expansion. Yes, you are.
Yes.
Are you enjoying an expanded desire that has not yet manifested?
Yes.
That's really the most important question that you will ever answer yes to without lying. Because while you sometimes know that you are ever-expanding being, you are coming to know that more and more as you begin to don your awareness of your eternal nature. You never get it done, ever. None of us do. We just continue to joyously be. And from your broader non-physical perspective, where you stood upon making the decision to come forth into this perfect, ever-changing, leading time-space reality, from that perspective, you really understood the eternal nature of your being. You knew that you will never cease to be. And from that understanding, nowhere in your vibrational nature was anything that could even remotely be known as lack consciousness, because you understand the eternalness of all that is. And when you get the idea of eternity, then the idea of lack vanishes. But then you were born, oh, so good that you were, into this body, into this time-space reality, where right away you became aware of beginnings and endings of this perspective that you call birth and death. And almost as soon as you began to embrace the idea of that, what felt like a finite period of time between birth and death, you began to think in terms of shortage. You began to think in terms of not enough time or not enough resources, something about being focused and surrounded by others who had been here for a while caused you to early on begin your departure from your eternal nature understanding to a more limited understanding that is not serving you at all well. Because you worry about not enough time in this life to get things done, not enough time to live up to all that you think that you should live up to, not enough resources or money. And so, as the human race, you have become squabblers over resources. And in doing so, you distance yourself, you pinch yourself off to some degree from the eternal understanding of the abundance of this universe. From your non-physical perspective, you understand that the abundance that you, from your physical point of view, would call resources like money or even time or even success, from your non-physical point of view, you understand that that is something that will be created by you. It's an open-ended thing. You understood before you